Ollie Horgan, a 3-1 defeat to Shelburne here in Talca Park. What are your thoughts on the game?
The better side won. Probably as a credit to Shelburne, I watched them last Saturday. They were better than they were tonight, but decisions didn't go their way. Tonight they probably weren't at their as good as last weekend. And they won 3-1 this week, and last 3-1 last week were a few crazy decisions that went against them, but it wasn't that the decisions went their way tonight. Their play went their way because they were better, they were sharper, and unfortunately we didn't defend the set piece to for them with young Malloy to go 1-0 up, which is hugely disappointing. From our point of view, the three goals were very poor. We had two chances to clear the second one. From their point of view, they were probably brilliant, but the third one, then we lost it in the top goal. We lost it. Philip got turned over, and they're excellent on the turnover, and they fully deserve to win tonight. And we've got to improve and try and pick up points somewhere, or else we'll go down automatically.
Let's talk about the positives. The goal was very well taken by Ethan, a beautiful delivery by Regan. We know he's got that in his locker. McNamee had a great dipping half volley that was saved. You know, there were positives.
Yeah. There are positives, yeah, but we're kind of clutching at straws here now with the positives. I think it's every week, it's, you know, we've always got a couple of positives and we get maybe things corrected and then something else goes wrong. But you can't defend an outswinging corner kick and lose your marker in the centre of the goal. And if you do that, maybe you don't deserve to get a point out of the game. But we did recover from that. And probably our biggest threat was from set pieces, as you saw, with a couple of other ones that were, you know, our best chances of it. But all in all, Shelburne were the better side. They look up and at it. They've probably a different, you know, they've more left-footed players out there than any team I've seen, and all very comfortable on the ball and fair play to them.
Is that the frustrating thing about the second goal, that for the second week in a row, an opposition player is on the edge of the box, and maybe they're not closed down as quickly as they should have been?
Yes and no. We had two chances rushing to go and clear. Dylan had a chance and he tried to pass it out to get intercepted. Barry had a chance to pass it out or to clear it, and we tried to pass it out, which is exactly what we did against Shamrock Rovers last week when Rory Gaffney scored from the edge of the area. So it could have been stopped at source rather than just not closing down. But yeah, that might be part of it too. But you know, you saw, I mean, I made the example there, when things are going away, you saw when McManus came on Brian, and he covered half the pitch to charge down Regan Donlan out of the dugout, of the away dugout, and that's what it's about. And unless we can find that will and hunger, you know, like, we know we're in trouble, but we need to find the will and hunger to try and stay above the UCD, because we won't with that performance there.
Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are you saying that maybe that's not there with your team at the moment and it needs to happen,
well,
it needs to be found
there,
somewhere?
It wasn't there tonight. Yeah. It's there sporadically. It's not there, you know, we've changed things up, we've freshened it up with new faces, and it might take a while for that to settle, but, you know, we've tried. Like, it's not like that it's the same, you know, let's go with the same shape, same 11, whatever. We have tried to tweak it a lot at times, and just we're probably an easy touch at the moment, Oisin, and that's hard to take. You know, before we'd have been played off the pitch and maybe got a nil-all draw with men. We need more men and we need people to step up before it's too late, Oisin.
Just before I let you go, you've made a couple of signings. One of them played tonight, Robert Jones. Tall striker, came in from Clyde, got himself about, unlucky with a couple of headers, got in good positions. You've signed another player whose name slips my mind right now. You might tell me a little bit more about him.
I'm not sure now who the other player is.
Which has come from Sydney FC, I think. There was two players.
The Liam again came on at centre half there. He's hasn't played in a while, and he'll take a little bit to sharpen up. But we got him, whatever, we got him 20 minutes there that hopefully will kick him on. But he needs to kick on, needs to get sharp to try and keep us in this division. It's a serious standard, and if you're not right, you get nothing out of the game. It's to be fair to Rob, I think Rob did well. It's his first game in a while also, and he struck it quite well, and I think he'll only get better. Yeah. But we all need to get better, rushing, to try and stay in the division.